Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the T&D World Line Life Podcast. Before I feature our interview style episode for this week, I wanted to wish all the fathers and grandfathers out there who are line workers a happy Father's Day this Sunday. I hope that you have a relaxing weekend and are able to spend some time with your loved ones. And if you're planning on heading to the lake this weekend for a fishing trip, make sure you tune in to our latest musical playlist, Line Life Listens, which features a list of songs that are all about fishing and relaxing on the lake. My husband and I have 5 kids, and we always enjoy taking them out for a day of fishing. And I hope that you'll have that opportunity once you come up to Kansas City for the 2026 International Lineman's Rodeo Week, and come to Lee's Summit, where they have the James A. Reed Memorial Wildlife Area, which has dozens of lakes to explore, including one called Honker Pond, a stock pond that is just for families with kids 15 years and younger. So make sure that you check that out when you come to Kansas City for the International Lineman's Rodeo Week, and have a wonderful Father's Day this Sunday. Today I'm going to feature the Apprentice of the Year for Pedernales Electric Cooperative in Texas. And this will be a 2-part series where you'll first hear about the apprentice, and in the second part, you'll hear from his trainer. To catch both of these episodes and many more, make sure you listen and subscribe at linelife.podbean.com. Before I feature my interview that I had with Benjamin Kent, I wanted to share a little bit about him for our Line Life podcast listeners. In May 2026, Pedernales Electric Cooperative, or PEC, honored its 2026 Apprentice of the Year in Marble Falls, Texas, at a recent awards ceremony. Benjamin Kent of PEC's Canyon Lake District received the cooperative's overall Apprentice of the Year award for his dedication and commitment to excellence on and off the job. Kent was selected for his willingness to learn and embrace all aspects of the job and for consistently going above and beyond to help his colleagues, members, and community. He said that he takes tremendous pride in his work and wanted to thank his trainers, supervisors, and family who helped him get to the point where he is now. Kent's journey began 5 years ago when he moved from Southern California to Central Texas, drawn by PEC's reputation for strong training and a supportive culture. PEC's nationally recognized apprenticeship program teaches the highest standards of safety and best practices. The Safety and Technical Training Center, which you'll hear more about in part 2 of this series, opened in 2020 with the goal of building the next generation of line workers. In 2023, PEC launched its Apprentice of the Year Award to recognize employees for their dedication and care for its members and communities. Award candidates are nominated by their management team, and those with the highest scores move on to the final round, where the winner is selected by a panel of PEC leadership. To be eligible for the award, line workers must exceed expectations, attend at least one class at the Safety and Technical Training Center during the year, pass all assessments and exams, and have a clean safety record. Nominees must also give back to their community through volunteer work and receive positive recognition from PEC's members. Now I'd like to give a shout out to the other line workers who were nominated for the Apprentice of the Year Award. Nick Arellano from Bertram, Aurelio Hernandez from Johnson City, Clark Horinka from Liberty Hill, Mario Karam from Technical Services, Chase Moore from Marble Falls, Trey Reese from Oak Hill, Quentin Schultz from Junction, and Soli Taylor from Cedar Park. To learn more about pursuing a career in line work at PEC, you can visit PEC.com, and you can also check out the story about Benjamin at TDWorld.com. Now I'm going to feature an interview that I had with Benjamin for part one of the series. Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us for the Line Life podcast.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, can you talk about how you got interested in a career in the line trade?
Yes, ma'am. So I was kind of drawn to line work because I wanted a career that kind of challenged me and gave me the chance to build something meaningful. I didn't want a job where every day felt like kind of the same. I wanted to work outdoors, solve problems, work with my hands, be part of something bigger than myself. What attracted me to actually come to PEC specifically was its reputation. I moved here from California. I knew about them in California. I knew about not just the quality of work they do, but their culture that they have here. You could tell PEC invests in its people and takes pride in developing strong line workers. And moving to Texas, it was a big decision, but I knew opportunities like this didn't come around often, and I wanted to be somewhere that would push me to grow both professionally and personally. And looking back, I'd say it's probably one of the best decisions I've made.
And do you have anybody in your family who's a line worker, or how did you learn about the opportunities available in line work?
No, ma'am. First line worker, but I did grow up around line workers in California. And so I've known about this trade since I was real little, and knowing that person for the past 30 years kind of inspired me to get in this trade.
And you just won the Apprentice of the Year Award, which is a huge honor. How does it feel to be recognized with this award?
Oh, man, it's an incredible honor. Honestly, it represents a lot more than just me. This trade's built on teamwork, trust, and pretty much people willing to teach the next generation. And I've had good journeymen and coworkers who push me every day to be better, safer, more disciplined. Being recognized like this reminds me that hard work, humility, consistency still matter. It also motivates me to keep learning, because on this trade, you never truly arrive. There's always another challenge, another storm, another lesson. And I'd say for any apprentice coming into the field, the long hours, tough days, and sacrifices you make are worth it. And if you stay hungry to learn and take pride in your work, more opportunities will come.
That is very well said. And Benjamin, what do you like the most about being a line worker?
Oh, man, there's many things. I'd say what I love most about the work is that it actually means something at the end of the day. You can physically look back and see what you've actually accomplished, whether it's restoring power after a storm or building new line or helping the community grow. You know that your work here matters to people in their everyday life. There's a sense of purpose in this trade, and that's hard to find anywhere else. As far as other things, I love the brotherhood. This trade, line work, brings together people from all different backgrounds, but everyone depends on each other. You build trust, because your safety kind of relies on everyone throughout the day. So that bond is kind of something special. And I guess the most challenging part is balancing the demands of the job. The hours can be long. Weather is so volatile and it can be brutal. And there's times when you're away from people and family you need the most. So being able to stay mentally and physically strong takes discipline, and those kind of things challenge you and shape you, and they teach you kind of to be resilient and how to be accountable for when you're under pressure.
And Ben, have you worked on a storm yet? And if so, what was that like for you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've worked in plenty of storms, the long hours and just everything that you do at night. It's challenging. As far as, I'd say, when you consider this trade, you know what it kind of comes with, and you get thrown into the fire real quick. We had a storm just happen to blow through here last night, and I'm still out here working from last night.
What kind of storm came through your service territory last night?
Oh, it was a lightning storm. It knocked out some three-phase lines that we just got pulled back up. I'd say most of the storms around here are lightning. That's most common out here in Hill Country. Primarily what we deal with out here is lightning, and it pours out here sometimes, but I'd say lightning and thunderstorms are most common.
Wonderful. And how did your company's apprenticeship program prepare you to work on storms and out in the field?
Man, they've done a lot. PEC's apprenticeship program gave me a lot more than just technical skills. It taught me how to think like a line worker. Safety, communication, attention to detail, situational awareness. They get emphasized every single day out here. I'd say the program pretty much prepares you to understand that this job isn't just about getting the lights back on and fast. It's about making sure everyone goes home safely afterward. They kind of pump that into us every day. One thing I learned early is that every experienced lineman has knowledge that you can learn from, and if you're willing to listen. I remember jobs where I thought speed was the most important thing, but a seasoned journeyman showed me that slowing down, double checking your work, thinking through the entire task is truly what makes a good line worker. And there are moments during storms and outages where I saw crews working through exhaustion just to restore power to families who've been out of electricity for days. And seeing that level of dedication showed me that responsibility that comes with the trade. It's not just a job, and people are counting on you out here.
And you said that you went from the why you do stuff to the how you do stuff. Do you have an engineering background then?
Yeah, I went to college. I graduated from San Diego State, a four-year university. You got a bachelor's degree, majored in business, and minored in engineering. I know those are kind of two different fields, but that's my background. But I've always been an outdoor guy, and sitting behind a desk kind of turned me off a little bit. And that's why I decided to get out in the field and actually perform the work and see how it's done.
Love that. And there's also a pride from being a line worker, providing power to communities, families, and friends. Can you talk a little bit more about the camaraderie in the line trade?
Yeah, there's a certain level of pride that comes with the trade. It's hard to explain unless you've kind of been through it. Most people don't really think about electricity until it's gone. It's a luxury that we have. Line workers out here see firsthand how important it is to everyday life. Hospitals, schools, businesses, homes, everything depends on reliable power. When storms hit and people are sitting in the dark, line workers are the first ones out there heading toward the problem while everyone else is kind of heading away from it. There's pride in knowing that your work helps families feel safe and helps communities get back on their feet. So I guess for me personally, it's all about representing this trade the right way. Generations before us built this industry with grit, sacrifice, a lot of professionalism. So I feel like it's our responsibility to carry out that standard going forward and set an example for apprentices coming up behind us.
Absolutely. And then where are you in your apprenticeship program? When are you planning to top out?
I'm topping out at the end of July. So I'm right there. I've already tested for journeyman, past that. So I'm waiting on my year to date, and I'm good to go.
So how do you feel about earning your journeyman card? That takes a lot of time and effort to get to that spot, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been a long journey that went by fast. And I know that's a catch-22 there, but man, I'm so excited. I've put in some long hours and just made a lot of sacrifices to get to this point. And I'm proud to be here. I'm proud of everyone that's got me to this point. And I just want to thank everyone from the guys that I work with out in the field, to the instructors, to Josh, supervisors that have been around, members, they've all had a part in my apprenticeship, and I appreciate every single one of them.
And what do you see for the future of your career? Do you want to stay out in the field, or do you want to travel or move into management?
Yeah, I'm going to stay at PEC, kind of work my way up. I love being in the field. I love interacting with people and being out here with the guys and girls. It's been nice. Yeah, I see myself out here for many years to come.
And Ben, what would you like to say to our Lion Live podcast listeners?
I'm just going to say, anyone considering this trade, line work will test you, but it's also really rewarding. Your career has no end with this. You show up early, stay humble, ask questions. Never think you're above any type of learning from someone else. The best line workers are usually the ones who never stop learning. Your reputation matters in this industry, and people remember the workers who stay dependable, keep good attitude, take care of their crew. Skills can be taught, but I say character is what separates you from being good and great. So at the end of the day, being line workers about more than just power lines and being out here. It's about service and sacrifice and pride and doing difficult work that truly matters out here.
That's really beautiful. I think you totally got it. And I'm really excited for you and your career. And congratulations on getting this honor.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Lion Life podcast. And if you want to read a story about legacy in the lion trade, make sure you read an article that I just posted at tdworld.com/electric-utility-operations about the Campos family and about Luis and his two sons who are all in the lion trade. Again, check it out at tdworld.com. And make sure you stay tuned to part two, which I will drop in about 2 weeks, featuring his trainer, Josh, who talks more about the apprenticeship program and the training center at PEC, as well as the Apprentice of the Year award. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful Father's Day. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lion Life podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Lion Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or lionlife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Lion Life podcast.